Yeah, this been a shitty week talking. Well, just as far as
what
the fucking comedy scene here goes,
it's fucking lame, dude.
Stupid to really talk about it, but
it is funny to think that it's, you know, it's funny to think all the bullshit that infects politics have trickled through and just completely divided, dude. Stand up, dude.
Ugh,
it's like Jesus Christ,
and it's a bunch of people that I was friends with and was always. Pretty cool too.
I've been trying to get in. Yeah. Who cares? But I've been trying.
They've been literally shitting on everything I've done for the last 2 years. Like, yeah. No matter what it is, the one thing that bothered me was when we did that fucking firefighter sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all went on it and gave it 1-star reviews on Facebook.
They tried to sabotage you.
Yeah, they gave this show, which the show did suck, but whatever. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I need money.
You don't do that.
We made
them.
A funny
My thing
sketch.
Is, you don't go do that to
it's
them.
It's like, dude, we got a lot of listeners. If I hit that old fucking. Go give that theater 1 stars on Yelp. Watch out now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would never do that.
No,
and definitely don't do that.
Don't. It's like, I just want to know where people's, like, I've been really wondering where people's political beliefs really come from. And it's like, are you really, you're getting that swept up in this shit? And like, you swear it's just from your fucking like feverish passion for politics. You sure there's no like weird little envy or competitive stuff bleeding into that? You're just wholly unaffected
purely
by your
political, and you think I'm the Nazi you need to attack.
Yeah,
like they
dude.
Need a Nazi, and I'm the guy.
Yeah, it's just fucking weird, man. It's like, how much is that? You know, it's like, how much of politics is like wanting to please your buddies, your family? How much is it wanting to appear a certain way? It's like, it's just fucking weird to me, man. To the point where you know,
where they're alienating most of their friends they had.
Yeah,
they're alien. Yeah, it's now like, it's down to literally like fucking 8 people. Just alienating
sucks,
everyone else
dude.
In the scene. It's like, you guys need to fucking just take a step back. Who gives
a
fuck?
It's like a suicide
fuck?
Cult.
It really is. It's like, who can be the most alienating? Let's all fucking see who can do it.
Yeah, so that's definitely, we've had some extremists hit the scene, dude. It's not a good thing. It's funny. It's funny when you realize that, like, if you have, like, any sort of normal life and, like, responsibilities to take care of, like,
oh my
shit
God.
Matters
oh
at
my
all,
God.
Dude. It's
you
like,
have a job and
it's like
a
wait, what happened? You explain it to someone with like, shit to do. They're just like, wait, what happened? They're like, oh, that's dumb. And you're like, yeah. They're like, well, whatever. And they go back to, like, the million things they're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. Yeah, it's just the only thing, like, I usually don't care about it.
Well, they've been, like, fucking...
They've been
coming
very
for you, bro.
Outwardly, like, if you work at Compound Media, you are the one fucking lady who runs this place was like, if you work for Compound Media, you are a despicable human being. It's like, God damn, dude.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Really?
All right.
And if what exactly, what quantifies despicable? You know, it's like, you're a despicable, like who else is despicable? That's a weird thing. If you're going to use the word despicable in its proper sense, it's like I'm thinking like dudes who rape babies, child molesters. Like they're despicable. Like the thought of them, you go, oh, dude, don't even bring that up. But you're telling me that you're thinking of a podcast network and you're like, don't even bring that up in my presence.
Don't you dare.
Especially when you know, fucking Madoff schemes, dude. You're playing fucking
I know.
Money schemes.
I was a little drunk and I tweeted out some shit talking on them for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah,
and,
which sucks. Cause, he's like, you don't even want to get involved.
I know. I woke up the next morning like I should probably delete this, but whatever.
Yeah,
it was already sitting at like 100 likes.
I mean, despicable is a strong fucking word, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the whole thing's
despicable. The whole thing's despicable.
The whole thing's actually kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it is
for everyone involved.
Sucks.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's all I'll fucking say.
Yeah, fuck
that.
It. I never.
It is
cared.
Sick. It's sick for me to like because now. Since I don't go on Facebook, I have to get all these little tidbits on in person, and all it's so nice to get all my little tidbits from people. Just come like, yo, did you hear this? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, wow, it's
pretty
fucking
fun.
Crazy.
It's funny when you hear who's talking shit.
Yeah, it's like in the 1800s when you live in like another village, and like you just get I get word from the village, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's a war?
Yeah, like, whoa, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Shit's pretty normal over here.
Yeah, it hasn't affected me in any way. But
yeah, just, you know.
It's just annoying.
Someone hits you with the D word. It's like, whoa, why?
Yeah, especially when it's like, I know some of your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And me being called racist or whatever they're calling me, or transphobic or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Versus the actual things I've heard that they've done. I don't know.
Yeah,
which one's
exactly.
Worse?
Who catches the D?
But I'm not going to fucking... I ain't gonna go there. I'm not,
nah.
Come on, I shouldn't be
you got
on
some
here.
Class, dude.
Be, I gotta show some class.
You stay high when they go low.
They're
dude,
going
you,
low
you
right
go
now. I'm trying
high,
to stay
dude.
High,
yeah,
dude.
What you gonna do? That's pretty funny, though. It's funny, but you have enemies.
We could go low if things get there.
True.
We could bring up some bad Trump-esque business deals that have been made. You know who reminds me of Trump is the way they handle business.
Yeah, it's for sure, dude.
You know, take a loan, be like, oh, we're not going to give you what we promised we would.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry. Business is closed. Sorry. Yeah, oh, you gave us $1,000? Sorry.
Yeah, that is weird to stand on this moral high ground.
I would never fucking rip college kids off textbook money.
Mm-mm.
But that's just me. I was raised different.
You're just a fucking heart. You're a kid from the heartland, dude.
I'm more interested in the lower class, so I would never take money from college kids.
True that. You're a man, you know what I mean? You're a man of the people.
I would never rip off kids struggling, especially with student loans dude. Like that. It's like I would never go down. I would never set up
print PDFs and make sure people can get books for free.
Exactly right.
I'd buy one textbook, print them out for everyone, but I'm just a reactionary. You know,
I would never set up my fucking tent. My goods tent at a college, especially like a historically black college.
And then rip kids
off of textbooks. But that's, wow. I mean, that's me. I wouldn't do that, dude.
You know what I'm saying? You got to let people, you know. But,
you know, that's just me, though.
I mean, dude, it's all relative. You should get him off the air. That is funny. It's funny to watch that whole thing. And, I caught it. I was like, look, it's all going to start fucking eating it, you know, caving in on itself. People are going to start fighting. It's going to be infighting. Amongst the fucking perceived rebels, dude.
Rebels are falling apart, dude.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's just funny to watch that, just like the unstable geopolitical things apply to a fucking small community theater. It's like you have like fallen states in like Libya, then you have like a small theater. Like, let's just make nice comedy shows. What could go wrong? Personalities clash, falling out. It's pretty interesting to me.
Yeah.
From, you know, a detached perspective, since, you know, I'm not on social media. So it's true. Since I'm not on social media,
yeah,
I kept trying to do that this episode. I'm trying to work on my NPR voice.
Let me hear it.
Well, since I'm personally not on social media,
since I personally wouldn't rip people off of loans and then act morally superior, that's just me.
Yeah, man, you're like Trump, dude, storming off the black vote on him.
I did swing the black vote. I got LaMare's Kanye, dude.
I mean, dude.
I gave fucking LaMare a MAGA hat, a Compound Media hat.
Oh, my God. I just can't, man, of comedy, of all those things, to like to be involved in comedy, in the production of just anything comedic, and take politics so seriously is so fucking bizarre and alien to me. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. To pick a side and be like, this is my political party, and be like, also, I'm a comedian. It's
yeah,
like, you don't see the fucking hypocrisy on your side.
You're just a fucking
also.
Appendage of the bourgeoisie, dude, at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, for sure.
We're proletariats, dude. We're saying fuck
straight
it all,
up
dude.
Proles, dude.
Yeah, dude, what
I'm
you going to do?
I'm a fucking diehard prole.
What you going to do?
What you going to do, dude?
What you going to do? I'm a fucking reactionary, dude.
You're not a revolutionary?
I'm a revolutionary and a reactionary.
And a reactionary.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
both.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what the difference is, but I'm both, dude.
Nothing. You're reacting and you're revolting.
I love getting Gerbys on the fact that I was more into like black holes and theoretical space time.
I know, that's so funny. And another reason I didn't want to talk about any of this bullshit mm-hmm. is because 90% of our listeners have no fucking idea what we're talking about. So
true.
You know.
Well, I mean, all you need to know is the basic premise. You know, it's interesting. It's some gossip.
Yeah, the basic premise. Here's the rundown.
Give them the rundown.
Oh, the comedy scene in Philly. A local theater started up. We were all friends. Everybody got along. And then they, I don't know, they formed a clique that mm-hmm. kind of uses social justice to bully other people. I don't know.
They're providing a safe space for comedy.
Yeah, and that's fine, dude. And I never had a problem with not being booked there and not wanting. They could come out and be like, yeah, we don't really want your comedy here. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Fine. Fuck that. But yeah. Then don't just continue to attack every single thing I do.
Or
publicly.
Or kind of have you there or people of your ilk kind of there and, you know, profit off their good name and reputation and
yeah.
like make some money off it and then be like, you know what? I don't really. We're not going to do it's like.
Yeah, there's
just
a podcast.
Have a fucking comedy
there's
theory.
A podcast that's compared to us a lot that they were. I've heard them say some pretty problematic things.
And they had them there?
Well, they sell out. So, yeah, bring them on down.
Yeah, dude. And that's the weird thing, man. It's like, look, if you're going to be just a fucking ruthless moral autocrat, you should definitely stick to your principles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're just like fucking putting up the walls around the city, dude, it's like,
I think
can't lower the moat forever. You know, you got to fucking.
That drawbridge comes down for some bad hombres every once in a while so that they can fill their fucking.
Yeah, so basically they'll like book people coffers. Who like say fucked up stuff, but if you have like a good draw, they kind of like forgive. Sins are forgiven.
Since yeah,
the other way is looked at. A little glance towards the
that's
other
that's
way.
That's where it gets in. That's
a little
where,
conspiracy of silence, dude.
That's where I bet it's tough because you're trying to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah.
So I mean, you have the moral high ground on everybody, but you also got to try to make money.
It's tough to do.
It's tough. It's tough to be a incredibly righteous business leader. You know what I mean?
That's true, dude. That's tough.
It's tough. But they circumvent it. They'll go down and steal textbook money. That's it, you know,
fund the operation.
Funds,
yeah,
fund some operation with some dark dealings of ripping kids off. This whole thing is funded by dads.
Yeah, for sure.
Like they steal textbook money, the dads, that's their dad's money. Then they fucking take a Kickstarter, all dad's money.
Do you ever talk about, like, the, it's like, the, you never hear, like, dark money in politics? This is just dad
this
money,
is
dude.
Straight up super paps. Just dads, dude. Super pops coming in.
This is nothing but the content. So they're just in there in the factory of naked chicks with things on, just emptying Christmas cards. You're like,
oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but.
Oh man, that's too funny.
I like a lot of those people, and it's it sucks. I never wanted that. Never wanted to go to fucking war with these people.
I mean, right now,
and I still won't. I'm gonna.
This is more Cold War conditions.
This is very Cold War.
It's very Cold War conditions, yeah. Dude. I might put on a rubber nose and mustache and spy. Why start gathering some intel?
Go in there and spy, dude.
I wonder if I'd even be gained admittance.
No way.
You don't? You think I'd be literally not allowed in?
Yeah.
That's great. That's
I bet they would be like, could you please leave?
That's tight. I kind of like that.
And then you punch him in the stomach.
I'm about to get him, dude.
If you're a black dude, you got to punch him.
Another hilarious incident. Oh, man. Yeah. Basically, they got punched in the stomach by a black patron.
Because he wasn't paying enough. They weren't getting enough of his dad's money, so he bucked the system. Oh, fuck.
Like, that'll be, call your dad, please. That'll be another five. And he's like, I don't have it.
Contact your father.
He's like, what?
I ain't talking to my dad in 5 years, motherfucker. Boom, punch to the gut. By the way, the guy who got punched in that scenario described that to another African American over the phone recently as a very traumatic experience.
Getting punched in the gut?
He described it as a traumatic experience.
Hold on. So he was saying that he was traumatized?
He called my Kanye.
Okay.
To discuss matters.
Discuss his
to try to bring back Kanye.
To be like, this is why I'm banning black dudes. Yeah. I got traumatized by a black dude punching me in the gut.
He was traumatized by a black dude.
I had the wind knocked out of me for 15 seconds. He was traumatized from that?
He said that was, that's what Kanye told me.
Man. Jesus Christ, dude. That's crazy.
Sad world.
Sad. Sick. Sad stuff. A sick and twisted world. So what was that in defense of his ban? Like, look, dude, I'm having a fucked up time with black people right now. I had to ban you. I couldn't help it.
Our theater is struggling with the African-American vote right now. But it kind of always was.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, no doubt.
Whatever. Fuck you, it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, say no more. Say no more.
Yeah, we've already said too much. We've already said too much.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't be on the air.
This is.
That is funny. If you care about it, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, and hopefully if you have no idea, people are like, what the fuck is this?
If you
this?
Have no idea what we're talking about, God bless you and good for you.
Don't
seriously.
Worry about it. Stay out of it. The
don't peer down
this. Embarrassing.
Dark hole, dude.
Yeah. The embarrassing inner workings of a local comedy scene.
Whew.
The politics of within comedy is super gay.
Yeah, it's like when they deinstitutionalized like the mental health facilities, they just like made more comedy open mics and all the fucking weirdos are just like, ooh. Like,
just imagine 100 weirdos in a room and everybody's competing.
Ugh.
So you got to pretend to be friends with people. It's a weird.
Oh, dude, it's the sickest and most twisted. And then the worst part, this is for me personally, is like when you start, like, you're getting paid, you're doing shows, then you're hanging out with like features and like dudes who are busting around for opens. And like, it's like a, for me, it would be more of like a, I'd say 30-70 cool to uncool split. Where it's like, and that's being generous.
Yeah, it's probably.
Then you got to hang out with people being like, well, actually, I was just on this last night. And it's like, dude, I don't know who the fuck you are. Yeah. You're not famous. You might not ever be. But you're just dealing with fucking psychos, dude. Yeah. And it's like, everyone's in the green room being like, well, the one time, oh, yeah, I know him too. Oh, yeah, I know him. And it's just like, shut the fuck up.
A lot of first names being used for famous
people. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, my
God. Oh, Aziz?
Well, I know Ralphie, man. Oh, Ralphie? Yeah, I know Ralphie. I knew his girl. I was good friends with his girl. Dude, it's just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Guarantee if you call that guy, he'd be like, who?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah, that's
that's some comedy stuff.
We're just showing you guys.
Imagine
if that
applied to any other fucking trade where you're just at like an accounting office, you're like, Steve, regional? I know Steve.
Yeah, I know Steve. Who are the top
actually,
salesman?
If you do that in any other job, you're the fucking man, dude.
Yeah. I went drinking with Steve once.
Hey, he's cool.
But yeah, it's gay. That's it.
True that. True that.
The Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, dude. Me and Matt are very open. We're open to everybody.
Really.
Anybody that wants, you're great. We're very supportive of every community.
For sure, dude.
Matt doesn't like gay people.
Not even true. Not even in the universe of truth. You, on the other hand, we're about to fucking topple too, dude.
We should break up and then still run this podcast together. See how long that goes.
Stuck his tongue in the hot sauce bottle.
I'm starting
to get
fired up again. I got so mad the other night when I saw
that. You got personally attacked. You got traumatized,
Ben,
dude.
Personally, I was very traumatized.
You got fucking traumatized.
I'd never traumatized them. And you keep traumatizing me.
That's like a virtual rise up out of a theater seat and a punch to the stomach.
That is. It was just a black guy punched me in the gut.
There is no funnier story.
I know, that
made
me so happy.
It's such a funny reaction. Like, no, seriously, you have to pay for another show. Like, man, bow.
Yeah, just like, I'm just waiting for my cousin. He's in the green room. He's like, no, you have to pay
now. Well, imagine you're a black dude and you're like, this is another level of white. And someone's hitting you with just kind of like, well, I mean,
could you please leave?
I'm sorry, but like, I really hate to do this because you're usually structurally oppressed and I hate to add to the structure. And the guy was just like, what the fuck? Fucking
punches.
He's like, fuck this. It was just so white. The dude like fucking completely lost all sense of
that
everything.
That was the whitest thing possible. Coming out of a fucking black box theater. Like, excuse me, sir. I know you're waiting for your cuz. But I know your cousin's back there, but
we're going to ask you to not vacate the premises,
you wouldn't happen to have any textbooks I could sell to you. What's that, $20? It's worth 20. I'll give you 10 bucks for it. Pocket the other 10. That's how I do it.
Dude.
They're giving fucking GameStop prices on those textbooks.
Yeah, dude.
That's GameStop return level
for
prices.
For sure, dude. For sure.
They're looking at that paper. It's like, this textbook's worth 50 bucks. They're like, a textbook's worth $20.
Yeah.
Little pocket.
Yeah, that's how it works,
dude. Pocket there.
It's the biz. Buy low, sell high. Woo.
The textbook business is a dirty... You want to talk about...
It's dirty money, dude.
Dirty schemes. Whew. I would never be involved in something like that.
That's like the oil business, dude. Oof,
a lot
like,
of
I think,
blood.
I think the great, great, great Herbert Bush was a textbook baron.
At first, he was
that's what they funded
baron.
The Holocaust with.
Textbook sales?
The Bushes funded the Holocaust with fucking buying back used
dangerous
books.
Game.
There's old fucking boys with the little V-neck sweaters buttoned up. Like, a nickel? He's like, I'll give you 3 cents. Next thing you know, the Holocaust happened. So look out.
Yep, that's how it went.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
All right. Much has changed, right. Dude.
You gotta fucking get off the subject. I feel dumb even talking about it.
It's pretty funny. It's all in the name of love, dude.
We got nothing but love for everybody.
I do fucking, that's the thing with me. I fucking love everyone so much. When I see everyone fighting, dude, it's like,
come on, guys.
Why, guys?
Yeah.
Let's bring it all back together.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Back to the old days.
Exactly.
Everybody got along.
Yeah. No one ever really got along.
And the only problems we had were when people looked the other way when their friend assaulted people.
Yeah.
And then took the moral high ground later. Woo!
Yeah, dude. And now we have Facebook to argue on. That was the thing. Everyone kept their bullshit to themselves for the most part, and now it's like people broadcast their fucking retarded thoughts 24/7.
Like you and me.
Yeah, but it's like, no, imagine, I'm talking about like Facebook. This is more like a niche thing for people to listen to and enjoy. Yeah. Like you now there's an outlet. When you're at like a mad, you're fucking angry, there's a place that you can just be like, let me announce these mad irrational feelings to the world. And you can be like, blah, 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 blah.
Screaming at everyone you've ever known.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
It's not a good thing for a breakup. You see people go through breakups and are like, I fucking miss her so much. Tweeting and put. Claire's coworker is doing that right now, and it is.
A dude?
Struggle, yeah.
Him and his
girlfriend
old
broke
pics
up.
Pics of being like, I miss her.
Not pics, but like quotes and like. Sees. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a sick move, though. If you break up just to like start memorializing your ex like immediately, especially if you're the one who initiates the breakup.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, here's a picture of us. Just didn't work. Some things aren't meant to be. Like, we'll always love her and just put up like just every day put up like happy memories of you too.
Oh man. Well, I know somebody that could be doing that right now.
You're venomous today, dude. You fucking
woo. There's sometimes you get pieces of news that just warm your heart. And
that's true. Especially when someone's so fucking mean to you, dude.
Yeah, when someone's mean to you and then they
what
get,
did you do to them?
I did, I kept going into their theater and saying, it was a good theater.
Yeah.
That's it.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Now you're
that joke fun. Was beloved.
Everyone had a fun time, yeah.
And then something happened.
Then the stage lights went out on you, dude, and you felt the cold of the fucking the Phantom of the Opera, dude.
It's that cold gust.
Felt the cold gust of the unlit stage, oh. Dude. You got an icy Instagram message. I got an
icy fucking Instagram story from...
Woo! All right.
Yeah. I'm despicable, dude.
You're a piece of shit.
I can't believe I'm a piece of
shit. I fucking quit, dude.
So many people hate me.
I need to salvage my fucking career, dude. I quit this podcast in the name of all that is good in this fucking world.
I need to quit my radio job in New York because...
He told you, you could storm off and totally, like, stage that as a political ploy.
I almost stormed off Legion of Skanks.
You should.
It's because I couldn't talk.
That's the new
path. I was just sitting there silently, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I should just... Pretend I'm better than these
dude. Storming off is the new power move on a pod. Have someone ask you to be on their podcast and be like, guys, I'm sorry, this isn't my thing, and just like walk away.
Sorry, this is actually making me uncomfortable.
Please. This is actually, I know it's gonna be like this, and just walk away. You'll crush, dude.
Yeah,
that's the move.
You get a blue check before you even get out the door, dude.
For sure, dude.
But this guy's a warrior.
What I was thinking of doing is I might start doing other people's be a guest on other people's podcasts and just completely derail them.
Yeah.
But yeah, have me on. There's a lot of, you can go on Reddit and do like Reddit podcasts and be like, hey, let me be a guest. You'll have like a dude with like seven listeners call you up and just try to interview. I was going there and just lie and make shit up and just be a total fucking asshole.
That'd be awesome.
And then just be like, yo, send me that. And I'm like, yo, send me the thing.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to do that for Patreon. Just do fake pod, be like real people's podcasts, but completely just fucking derail them with bullshit. Cause just some dude, like, it's like some like 19-year-old dude, like, okay, wait, what? Okay. Just completely start fucking with him.
Yeah. I'm just already in my head about everything that
you
was said.
You upset?
No, I'm just...
You worried about the repercussions?
No, there's... What are they going to fucking say? More mean things?
You're a fucking lover, dude. It's like, you know, you're just
I don't like this.
Yeah. Hey, man. It is what it is. These are the times. I hear you. I'm more for harmony, dude, but at what point do you have... You can't just like sit back and let people continuously call you a fucking despicable dude.
Know,
it's like, at one point, it's like, wait a second.
I had a couple Bud Lights. I was sitting at this bar. I saw that message. I was like, all right, you know what?
Fuck these recouping,
fucking
dude.
Pussies.
He's in there now, dude. He's in there like a like Soviet fucking scientist, dude. They're cooking up their next big Instagram story. You're like, actually, piece of fucking despicable piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like Gavin McGinnis started the Proud Boys, so I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's weird how people can't pull things apart. There's a ton of people I know who do stand up that like the shit they're into. I'm like, it's kind of lame, but like I wouldn't be like, how fucking dare you, mother, you son of a bitch! I can't even be a. It's like,
yeah,
I'll talk to any, I'll associate with anyone.
Like, yeah, dude, you want to rip off people that gave you $1,000 for your theater? Cool, man.
Hey, man,
I don't give a fuck.
Do your thing, get money, bro.
You want to rip off an African American that donated $1,000 to your theater?
You don't slander.
I'm not slandering.
Gotta get the facts.
What facts?
Allegedly, dude.
This is all allegedly.
Exactly.
And I'm not even talking about a specific theater. I'm just saying any theater, hypothetically.
Exactly. The alleged.
You know? This is all hearsay.
Do, 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 do.
I would never make that, you know,
this one of,
public
trust me,
accusation.
Trust me, that's where I'm... You're gonna get fucking summons, dude.
Who, what?
I'm allegedly. I don't know, dude. I don't know if that really works. Allegedly.
Allegedly. This
shit.
Is all. Everything we've said so far is purely. This is all. This is a comedy podcast, and nothing we've said is true.